So I'm curious, how do your students respond to that? What are the assumptions that they come into the classroom with, and how do those change over the course of studying apartheid?
They probably don't know too much about apartheid generally, which I find quite interesting. But I think one thing that I've always found quite interesting is the students tend to have faith in institutions like the United Nations to be these upholders of democracy. And then when we start looking at the response to Sharpeville, so obviously Sharpeville is a horrible massacre that takes place in 1960, and it's a peaceful protest, and people are essentially shot in the back for protesting against the pass laws. And I think the students often expect global outrage as a result of that, and they expect the UN to intervene. So then I show them an article from the Times reflecting about the Sharpeville massacre. And I think it really shakes their confidence in democratic institutions when they see that the Times is trying to consider both sides of the argument, that the police officers had stones thrown at them. So that's why they had to retaliate and shoot into the crowd and things like that. So I think it's good because it essentially does get them to ask those questions. It does lift the lid on a lot of the kind of narrative they've been told about things like democracy and global civil society, but not necessarily in a way to remove it, but just a way to make it better and improve it. I think it's an incredibly powerful piece of history for students of color generally, but also just for every single student, every young person, because the story of what happens at Soweto is something that resonates with all people, but young people particularly, because we see that for some time the ANC are in the wilderness. We see the success of South Africa in the 1960s. So the horrific effect of execution of people at the Sharpeville massacre doesn't result in South Africa becoming a pariah, but becoming an economic powerhouse and it doing incredibly well. So that's quite disheartening. And then we see the students, the young people, are the ones who are using bin lids and going out and fighting for their rights for a better future. And it's very much motivated by many things, the immediate spark of having to learn in Afrikaans. So it's quite a difficult change, which is going to basically further hinder education for African people in South Africa. And I think when they see and they read the words of someone like Biko, who's talking about obviously Black consciousness and more widely Black people, but he's also addressing a lot of his words to young people, they become very inspired by that, by the actions of the young people as well.
That's fascinating. And